everyone. Thank you for joining us. Again, it is the 31st day of December, 2012. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're taking your phone calls right now. We had a caller last hour brought up the whole Israel thing, and I think condensing it down, the reason I'm so irritated by it is I don't hate people because of a religion or an ethnicity. And I am sick of all the use of racial stuff to control people. By all parties, Israel uses it to control their population. And it's just human nature. And I don't like the fact that the whole anti-Israel crew doesn't like me because they know I don't inherently hate Jews. So I was just psychoanalyzing myself during the break. The reason I got mad at that caller was implying we were screening their calls again. Just isn't true. We do ask how people are listening, and sometimes to make sure your phone's good, if the phone sounds bad, they'll ask, what are you calling about? Because it's good to put a little comment up there, but call screening is not putting you on the air if you don't agree with what we want put out. We do not screen your calls. Buddy. And that's because I chose to do that 17 years ago on air, because I like taking the calls raw. So it's not like, ooh, you got me, I'm screening calls. I mean, I could screen calls if I wanted to. It's just irritating to be accused of something you're not doing. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to. And the anti-Israel crowd is always accusing me of stuff that isn't true or is twisted or is lies. And it's very, very irritating. Because it's people that just one up and say they're better than you because they make stuff up about you. And it's pathetic for them. Now, that caller really wasn't doing that in the final equation. And again, I mean, I tend to overreact to stuff just because, number one, I don't like it being about me. You know, I'll talk about myself a lot as an analogy of what is going on in the world. But I'm not into myself just because of my ego. And, you know, the whole world's coming down right now. And they're coming for our guns. And I think the caller had a valid point, if he would have just stuck with it, that why is the anti-gun lobby filled with pro-Israel lobby? And I think that's something that will really defend the Second Amendment, is to raise that point, and I've been raising it. But I've been raising it from a position of truth and pointing out that foreign interests want to run this country. So, of course, they want us disarmed. But it's not just Israel. That doesn't give Israel cover. It just doesn't make it the sycophantic, mentally ill system of saying only Jews can do bad things. That's a cop-out. That's my point, is a bunch of foreign governments want our guns. And with Israel, you've got a bunch of people in this country who are dual citizens like Rahm Emanuel, who served in the Israeli Air Force, who goes around saying the American people should have to turn in all our guns. That is really offensive. But I'm saying it's offensive from the position of, you're a foreigner, Rahm Emanuel. You shouldn't even be the mayor of Chicago. And it's wrong for you to, just like with Piers Morgan. I saw emails and comments saying Alex doesn't like people from England. It has nothing to do with that. Piers Morgan is an authoritarian pig. Piers Morgan is here trying to take my Second Amendment. And I'm not saying go back to England because I'm against people who are Britannic, who are English. I mean, of my Heinz 57 background of French and German and Irish and Scottish and Alsatian and Native American, one of the biggest slices on multiple sides, I'm more English than anything else, and Welsh. It's just ridiculous. But see, they want to reduce it down to a racial issue. So you can't say, look at the corrupt government of England, look at the corrupt government of Israel, look at the corrupt government of Iran. It all just becomes, oh, yeah, the Persians are all evil, or, oh, the Jews are all evil. I'm not going to do that. People are people, and I will not sit here and say a group is inherently evil. I'm not doing it. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, if you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, it is the 31st day of December 2012. Can you believe it's about to be 2013? I've got news reports here about that breakaway Mormon sect saying tomorrow's the end of the world. I hope nothing crazy happens with that. You got other groups saying it's the end of the world. So the 2012 hysteria may not be over yet. I pray it is, because we've got a lot of real threats and problems in our world that have to be dealt with. But we are into overdrive here today to take your phone calls, and I'll be on the nightly news tonight. I'm hosting the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, if you're a new listener, we do the nightly news show at Subscriber, but then we post a lot of it the next day at InfoWars.com for everybody. It's going to be a very important broadcast tonight on Dianne Feinstein and her saying that she wants Mr. and Mrs. America to turn their guns in. That's a quote. It's up at InfoWars.com. It's also at DrudgeReport.com, and a bunch of other big sites are now picking it up. But speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, we've launched Operation Wake the Sleeping Giant. One username and passcode can be shared with 10 additional people. So that's really 11 memberships for the price of one. And we've redesigned the site. It works even better now. It's really first rate. The website is PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. Or InfoWarsNews.com. And you can see all my films. We're now putting stuff up there in true HD. And so much more. So 7 o'clock Central, and just go get a membership. It's $5.95 a month, and give it to 10 people. Email it to 10 friends and family and say, hey, here's your New Year's gift, New Year's resolution, to see these documentaries and to see this original underground news show. This is really powerful stuff. Here's your username and passcode. And 11 people simultaneously, that's less than 59 cents a month per person. There's ebooks on there, a bunch of other films, prisonplanet.tv, and it's our platform they can't censor. At least they have to try really hard. So prisonplanet.tv, the best deal out there, and the small amount of money we make on it, basically with that many people logged on to it, it just pays for the bandwidth, and that's our goal. So thank you all for your support, prisonplanet.tv. Go get a membership. Go give it to people so they can learn what's really happening. Vote with your dollars for liberty. Mike in Tennessee, who's listening on WMQM 1600, that's in Nashville, and he wants to talk about contract law and police. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to let you know that recently I spoke with a person who has just recently completed the police academy in Memphis, and that person informed me that in the segment where the attorney explains to them how what the law is and how they achieve their authority to do what they do, the police training person, the attorney, admitted that everything they do to interface and entrap people is called contract law. It's not what people think. So, in other words, they make an offer, and the people unwittingly accept the contract.
But they do it through intimidation because there's been – look, they're having to teach police this now because the Patriots all learned about it, educated everybody. And so now they're having to teach the police. This is what it's always been. Listen, they started out about 85 years ago telling people in New York and New Jersey, hey, the trucks are riding on the roads you pay for, and they weigh more, and they're tearing the roads up. You're having to pay for that. Let's make them get a commercial license and pay to use the road. And the public's like, yeah, make them pay for it. Well, they just pass it on to you and the cost of the goods now. Then by the 50s, they go, here's just a paper card to prove who you say you are. Then it's a photo ID. Now they teach police if it's a privilege to use a vehicle to travel. No, it's not. It's a privilege to engage in commerce, they say, under the Commerce Clause. Now police are being taught the Second Amendment's a privilege. It isn't. It's a right, but we have to educate them. So, yes, that's good news, though. Because I have read about that in other police academies now, that they're having to tell them the truth that they're con men. The only way the police can arrest you under true constitutional state law, which is under federal law, off the federal constitution, has to match that, is if you are recklessly driving. You're drunk driving? It's a reckless driving charge. You're driving 150 miles an hour in traffic, endangering people? It's a reckless driving charge. It's a felony. Willful, knowing, premeditated, reckless. See, one thing, reckless driving, reckless endangerment, again, but they take that and change it into all this other stuff to make us all suspects with thousands of fake laws. So, yes, sir, go ahead.
And the power that they have is the power that the citizen has, and that's the big sham that they're pushing. They keep referring to us as civilians. Well, the cops are civilians, too. They're not.
That's why they say that. When I had the people with the three German Shepherds running up, barking and snarling at me on the jog by, and jogging back, I saw them growling at people, and then they growled at me, ran up, and I said, hey, this is yesterday, I said, hey, put your dog on a leash. I didn't say it mean. And the guy bowed up, and his wife said, are you a cop? And I said, you bet I am. I could citizen arrest you right now. They laughed at me, but my point is that's how ignorant they are. Exactly, exactly. The police are operating as citizens on patrol, designated by the constabulary and the citizenship to do the job professionally full time. That's why they're called servants. There are servants. It's why we pay them, so we don't have to do it full time. Go ahead.
Well, we can only delegate that which we have the power to delegate, and therefore we have that power. The power to also say, I do not consent when an officer approaches you. I do not accept your offer. And am I being detained or am I free to go? And leave it at that, just those two. And if they arrest you, they arrest you. That hangs them up. They can't entrap you any further. But the fact is that most times if you've not done anything, they're going to have to let you go. But they're trying to fish. They're trying to get you into putting yourself in jail. And all it
oh, I know. Listen, this state police guy pulled me over 2 weeks ago, and he obviously was fish-eyed saucers when he walks up. I'm going like 8 miles over the speed limit, he claimed. I haven't even gotten around to fighting it yet. I probably already got a warrant out for me, whatever. And I've just been too busy fighting the New World Order, you know, caught up in their red tape. And he starts asking, so, you know, where are you going? What you doing? I'm just like, come on, man, knock it off. And he got the speech. You know, I didn't blow up the towers like the federal government did. I didn't, I don't ship the drugs in here like the government does. And he's like smiling. I go, look, it isn't funny. And I go, I know you're told to let illegal aliens go. He goes, yeah, that's true. I don't like it. And I'm like, that's right, but you're going to give me a ticket. Now give it to me. I mean, again, it's all a stinking fraud. If somebody's reckless driving, it's a felony, folks. There's only a few charges they can give you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did he use radar?
I don't even know. I haven't even read the stinking ticket yet. I've been too busy. But go ahead. I already know how. Don Salazar used Randy Kelton's stuff, and they immediately dismissed it. Look, I know. I mean, I've been doing this forever, but go ahead and tell me your view on it.
Well, I've done this before myself. When you get them in the court, say, how did you determine the speed? They say radar. Okay, when did you last calibrate it? Your rules and the code book requires that you calibrate every so often. They say, well, before I used it, I used the tuning fork to
It's more than that. They don't file it with the magistrate like they're supposed to. They do it when you challenge it. It's null and void at that point. I'll have it removed that way.
That needs to be posted also for...
Yeah, no, I know. It's all illegal, I know. And what's going to happen is the patriots are educating the police. That's why cops now will say, all right, you don't have to sign it, take the ticket. Or they'll say, okay, you're enrolled with this ticket now, and you drive off, because the cops are getting sued themselves now. See, they'll lie to the cops and tell them all day, oh, that's patriot mythology. And there is a bunch of mythology. See, the mythology, fake legal patriot stuff that gets you put in jail versus the real stuff. And that's what people have to understand. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Thank you. And I know you were in Memphis, excuse me. I said Nashville. We're on two stations in Knoxville. We're on in Nashville. We're on in Memphis. We're on, what is it, like two other places now in Tennessee? I can't keep track of all of this. Chattanooga. I can't even keep track of it. We're getting so many affiliates. It's awesome. Praise God. Praise God, the word's getting out. They're probably going to kill me. I don't want to make that. God, please protect me. Folks, pray for me. The average person would go. See, I was already crazy before all this, so the fact is that's why I can't go nuts now. That's the secret to all this. Let's talk to Mark in North Carolina. I got some general comments. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's good to be on air with you. I got to say, I've been fired up all day today. I called C-SPAN this morning, and there was a lady from the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're talking about movies that predict the future. I can't even remember what the name of it was, but a specific one. So I, of course, had to bring up that show, the X-Files spinoff, The Lone Gunman, and she just leaned back in her chair and grinned, and I tried to get into Building 7, but they cut me off by then.
Oh, yeah. Listen. They've almost gotten rid of calls on C-SPAN, but they admit sometimes 90% of them on those call-in shows are anti-New World Order. Again, they can't stop the mass of us. And see, you're a leader. It's just as much a leader as I am or more, brother. It's people like you doing those small things that will bring them down. Go ahead.
Yeah, really, the biggest reason I was calling was to exploit your radio show to see if I could get as many people as possible to call in the C-SPAN tomorrow about bombarding with 9/11 truth. You know, Washington Journal is a good way to go about doing that. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Yeah, and I appreciate you.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate you. Let's jam in one more. Hospital spying on vets, and we'll come back from break on WTAN 1340 AM, listener. In Florida. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon there, Alex? Is there Bill Apgart, Tampa, Florida, 100% disabled veteran, and there's a breaking news story down here. The family of a brain-damaged veteran discovered a camera hidden in a smoke detector in his hospital room at James Haley VA Medical Center. According to the local news down here, Bay News 9, and the Tampa Bay Times, Haley officials have yet to turn over the video.
Hey, guys, will you type in vet spied on in Tampa Hospital? Give me the news article. I'm going to come back to you. Yeah, listen, sir, all cell phones, all the new cable boxes, everything's watching and listening to you. And again, you're like, well, that's over the top. That's illegal. the government's criminal. Congress got caught insider trading in the tune of millions a year, and they just went, oh, we're allowed to. They're a bunch of crooks. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Happy New Year, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today's December 31st, 2012. Gold open this morning at $1,664.80. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,706.26, $853.13 for a half ounce, and $426.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,706.26, $853.13, and $426.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
And they're going out like the dinosaur. Yeah, we used to grow corn in Kansas.
Well, they used to grow food in Kansas.
Now they.
Now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
I can see the day coming when
even your home garden will be against the law. Oh, now it is. All right, let me go back to your calls here. Back to Bill in a moment. But look right here. See, I don't know everything. I see comments on InfoWars all the time, and I see emails that come in going, why isn't Alex covering this? Because I don't know about it. I'm just like you, a regular guy. And that's why I love taking calls, and I need to do it more. And more often is because callers always raise these issues. Here it is, TampaBay.com, smoke detector camera videos still not released to veterans' family. And, yeah, the guy hadn't done anything wrong. It's because the whole hospital's got them. They're in the bathrooms. Come on, folks. Most public school bathrooms have them in it. They watch you at home on your laptops. I mean, the NSA watches you over the camera on your iPhone. I mean, come on. Officials, they're not servants, they're officials at the James A. Haley Virginia Medical Center, put a tiny camera hidden in a smoke detector in the room of a brain-damaged veteran without telling his family. The hospital says they did not violate the patient's privacy, but they're not going to release the recording right now until they've made sure that none of the hospital staff are on the tape, because that would violate their privacy. So, we can't give you the video. They say there's 1,000 hours. There's approximately 1,000 hours. Must be reviewed frame by frame, and we've got to pay people to cut out the hospital staff because they have privacy. We're going to film you in your bed at the VA, but you can't have the video with the hospital staff in it because we got to protect their privacy. Oh, man. Folks, Google all of them. Did you know for 30 years, 25 years or so, all of the printers put codes on them microscopically about where the printer was bought, connected to who you are, to track what you're doing? Everything's a surveillance grid. A bunch of crooks run things. A bunch of eugenics crooks who think you're dumb animals, who said they were going to put in a scientific control grid to totally enslave us, okay? And now they want our guns. The last thing they haven't gotten. You think slaves can have guns? We're already slaves. I want to admit we're slaves, mental slaves, psychological slaves, physical slaves, and understand the people running things didn't enslave us for our own good. Okay? Yeah, there it is. Sluice crack code discovered in color printers. Washington Post, 2005. Let's go back to the caller. Bill, what do you make of this as a veteran? I mean, isn't that what you're fighting for? The freedom to have hidden cameras watching you in your hospital room? I mean, what's wrong with that? The government's good. I mean, Big Brother's good. 1984 is a fantasy vacation novel. It's not a dystopic thing.
I was sexually traumatized by Uncle Sam, and I've been complaining and griping for 22 years, and after 22 years, the VA's finally given me 100% disability. But that's what's going to be in this new, the new wordage in this bill that's coming out to ban weapons. They're categorizing veterans who they've sexually traumatized as mental.
By the way, I was about to say the new talk is don't let anybody with a handicap have guns. They're just saying handicap. Period. You can't have guns.
You know, the Catholic Church can be sued, Penn State can be sued, but you can't sue the Veterans Administration.
Well, that's because they tell you so. The truth is there's a damage fund. Same thing with the vaccines. And they just cover it all up, what they do. God bless you, sir. Let's jam in one more here in this segment. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Jay in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today? I got two things I want to cover. First of all, Judge Tom Head is in Lubbock. Second of all, the reason why this mess is going on is because God drawed a line. He wants his people to repent and turn back to him. And Russia and China's in this, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now, judgment is coming, Jeremiah 50 and 51. We're fixing to see a divine visitation from God. Would you believe that?
All I know is evil is running crazy and things are nuts. And this is a spiritual battle. You know, I don't get into all the little factoids involved and all the debates. All I know is I've studied the elite. I've always been a Christian, but I wasn't a serious Christian when I really got started in radio. I mean, I love God, but I wasn't really thinking about it. And it brought me back to God 110% and back to Jesus when I found out in research the New World Order are a bunch of devil worshipers. And at the end of the day, that's what they are. And I discovered that out of pure research. As for the judge saying he's prepared for UN troops being in Lubbock, what did I say? He was somewhere else?
Yeah, you said he was in Midland. No, he's in Lubbock.
No, you're right. Again, I just am working too much. I'm brain dead. Hey, I want you to have a great new year, my friend. God bless you. All of you have a great new year and be safe.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy, but now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. That I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Here is Dianne Feinstein saying the target of whose gun she's targeting is the American people. Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn them in. And why does she want that? Why does every other authoritarian government want to take the guns? While the very same authoritarian governments armed to the teeth and hire a bunch of police who see the public as their enemy. What's wrong with having a militarized police? A militarized police are trained to kill people and break things. A militarized police are trained to kill people and break things. And that's why more and more the police act like an occupying army, because we are occupied by six foreign banks that technically have filed in The Hague and put out public declarations that they have conquered the United States. And why would they do that? Because they can then get loans out in our name. I've heard them on Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg TV on XM, say, you know, the top financial experts, don't worry, in Europe and the U.S., they'll never get away from the derivatives. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, never going down. We control these countries now, and we've signed them on to our debt. And then they have discussions. Can we control the people? And they say, yes, we can. They sit around thinking you're so stupid that the globalists sit around talking about how they are going to take everything you've got and how they can raise taxes up to above 80%, like France on average. How they can do that, because they're going to then make you live in tiny 250-square-foot homes, entire families. That's Agenda 21, where they design everything to make the tax structure bankrupt you and make you incredibly poor and then dependent on government. You see, it's not just are they coming for our guns, it's why are they coming for our guns. The guns going is the canary in the coal mine. Let's go ahead and go back to this 60 Minutes clip of Dianne Feinstein openly saying that her goal is to disarm Mr. and Mrs. America, and that that's her goal, but that she didn't have the votes. Well, guess what? She's got a bigger majority in the Senate now than they had back in 1994, 1995, and they are now coming for the guns and demonizing gun owners so that they can politically oppress gun owners and have a purge of gun owners. They want the confrontation. They want the police to get killed trying to confiscate guns. They want to have this fight. They think it's their time to take over. And if you don't realize that and get upset and speak out now and get really aggressive politically, they're going to take it as a green light. And they're going to come and sign an executive order to take our guns. I have it right here out of Reuters, in The Economist magazine, you name it. They're all saying, Obama, you don't even need a law. Use an executive order to repeal the Second Amendment. You're like, well, that's unconstitutional. That's illegal. It's illegal to have NATO and the UN being over our military. It's illegal to have the Senate passing fraudulent laws that they can spy on us and overthrow the Fourth Amendment. They can't do that. Everything these crooks are doing, they passed a law to reform insider trading that actually lets the ethics committee tell them it's okay to violate the law. This is what tyranny is when crooks get in control. And when crooks get in control, economies fail, societies collapse. But the Rand Corporation and others have said, well, we'll incentivize tyranny. Because it's true that when tyrannies come in, things collapse, and that's not good for the tyrants. So we'll call it Agenda 21. We'll call a predatory, collapsing economy an environmental system, and we'll actually put tyranny and collapse into an organized structure. And we'll exempt ourselves, like Dianne Feinstein admits on C-SPAN, from the gun laws they put on us. Let's go ahead and go to this 60 Minutes clip.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
So there you go. So when they get up on the news and tell you that you need to turn your guns in for the children, and Obama gets up there and goes, it's the worst day of my life, worst day of my presidency. It's up to the American people to do the right thing for the kids. I'm just worried about the next group that's going to die. And he looks up. This is what they're pushing. This is what they're going to do. And they know out of 200 plus million adults out there, 315 million people total in this country, they know there's going to be more school shootings because they've made the schools gun-free for 25 years. They've advertised them as the place to go to kill kids. They've gotten these serotonin reuptake inhibitor folks jacked up on drugs. It's a culture now where they put out the appetite in the video games and the culture to go out and kill. You know the guy that shot the two firefighters and Adam Lanza that reportedly killed the 20 kids and six adults and the Richard Ramirez, the night stalker that stabbed and shot people in San Francisco that Feinstein helped evade the police? Oh, you didn't know about that? We're going to play that later. You didn't know about that? When she was mayor? Oh, how'd she become mayor? Oh, the mayor got shot and killed, but she was there to discover it. Oh, she's a very nice lady. Have you looked in her eyes? But she's a very nice lady, you know, Emperor Palpatine level lady. She's the head of U.S. Intelligence in the Senate. Don't you sleep good at night knowing she's there? Back for TV viewers, let me show you a nice photo of her. Here it is. Flashback, Senator Dianne Feinstein has concealed carry permit. This is a clip from her on C-SPAN around the same time, 1995, in testimony, talking about how terrorists tried to kill her. Talk about false flag, I've looked into it. And how they tried to bomb her, but the bomb didn't go off. Isn't that nice? And then they shot up her house. Sure they did, Diane. Sure they did. And but don't worry, you know, the communists got dealt with, just like Patty Hearst, it turned out. That was all a staged FBI deal. I told you that more than a decade ago, that declassified 2 years ago. That whole Patty Hearst thing was staged. It was obviously staged. That's how they got gun control laws and stuff passed. It was a bunch of communists they were protecting, running around blowing up and shooting stuff up, to then give left cover to gun-grabbing tyrants like Dianne Feinstein. Oh, look, the communists are attacking me. Turn your guns in. Let's go ahead and play this clip of the woman who has five bodyguards on average and who has a gun. So if you try to take her out, she can take you out. See, she gets to have guns. You don't. Here it is.
Personal anecdote about terrorism, because less than 20 years ago, I was the target of a terrorist group. It was the New World Liberation Front. They blew up power stations and put a bomb at my home when my husband was dying of cancer. And the bomb was set to detonate around 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was a construction explosive that doesn't detonate when it drops below freezing. It doesn't usually freeze in San Francisco, but on this night it dropped below freezing, and the bomb didn't detonate. I was very lucky, but I thought of what might have happened. Later, this same group shot out all the windows of my home, and I know the sense of helplessness that people feel.
Oh, yeah, hit pause.
I know.
Back it up a little bit, guys. That's what this lady feeds on, is helplessness. That's what these type of scum are into. That's what the tyrants want. They want your pension fund under government control, public and private. And now they're moving in that direction. They want you in a 250-square-foot home like San Francisco and New York are doing, where they say, we'll raise your taxes to the point that's all you can afford anyways. These are social engineers. They are predators. Their minds work off, how can I control? How can I be a parasite? How can I dominate? How can I secure my ill-gotten gains? That's how their brains work. Their brains don't work, hey, let me go out and paint beautiful paintings, or let me go out and produce beautiful music, or let me go out and write articles or write books or produce things that people in free association choose to go out and purchase. No, they push you under laws by every benchmark that are tyranny and then exempt themselves. You know, Congress is exempt from insider trading because they said so. Congress is exempt from Social Security because they said so. Did you know that? Congress is exempt from hundreds of laws last time I checked. These crooks get up there and exempt themselves. And now they have a Justice Department that will ship guns into Mexico as a false flag to blame the Second Amendment, who isn't scared of Congress because they're just as corrupt as they are. And the few good senators and the few good House members, as good as they are still naive about how bad things are. Or if they know the truth, they won't even go all the way. And when Ron Paul does go all the way in speeches saying there's been a CIA coup since Kennedy, I'm quoting Ron Paul in a speech, the government ships the drugs in, we've had a CIA coup, and the CIA should be abolished. That's the real Ron Paul, yelling and screaming. You ever seen Ron Paul in a those 1980s Morton Downey show? We ought to play that sometimes. Jumping up and yelling and screaming at people like Alex Jones and hopping around the stage. We ought to play that sometime on the nightly news. Hopping around the stage yelling at people about freedom. See, Ron Paul has learned how to pace himself and control himself. When you love liberty, you explode with it because you know people are wrong that are trying to take your liberty if they're not bad guys. They're wrong. If they are bad guys, you really get upset because you know they're consciously trying to usurp you and run you over. And it's not that you're an aggressive person. It's that you have the instinct to become angry when someone wants your guns. And so Feinstein goes on in this clip to say that she knows the helplessness and how empowering it is to get a gun. Really, is that why it's nearly impossible to get a concealed carry permit in San Francisco? Is that why, unless you're literally a billionaire stockbroker? I saw an article in Bloomberg a few years ago where almost all, even the low-level Goldman Sachs people, all went out and got concealed carries in New York. I mean, you got to be insider to get those. Who do you always read about getting them? Famous gangsters get them. Movie stars can get them. Senators can get them. Congress people, Congress folks are always having to give their guns up because they'll get caught with a concealed carry. And all right, I turned it in. You're right. They're hypocrites. You don't get. In fact, I even have a copy of it over here. This is the county outside New York City. And you read this, it's all up to their discretion if you can get a concealed carry, and nearly impossible. It's up to their discretion. And that's what she's saying in her new bill. To own guns, the ATF will have to authorize it, and they're allowed to refuse anybody they want, even if you've never been convicted of a parking ticket. So here she is saying, I know the helplessness. Folks, I've studied Dianne Feinstein. She's probably the most evil person in the U.S. Senate. She basically outmans men. She's a monster. And she wants nothing more than to declare all your semi-autos illegal. And she goes further and says handguns, too. They're going to make them all illegal, and they're going to make you come turn them in. And when you don't turn them in, they're going to send all these SWAT teams out to kill people. Thousands, more than 2,000 were killed in the decade after gun ban when all semi-autos were banned in Australia, including the real Crocodile Dundee. I know I've talked about this a lot. Let's go out to break, finishing up with her on C-SPAN. This is a woman who is going to have guns, going to have bodyguards. She's worth over $100 million. It's from between 79 and 150 plus in her financial statements. So I just say it in the middle, $100 million. This is a lady who made $100 million while in the U.S. Senate, getting paid $174,000 a year, and she wants your guns. But she is going to have guns. Here it is.
For all the windows of my home, and I know the sense of helplessness that people feel. I know the urge to arm yourself, because that's what I did. I was trained in firearms. I'd walk to the hospital when my husband was sick. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. Now, having said all of that, that was a period of time ago. And I've watched for these 20 years as terrorism has increased, both on the far extremist left and the far extremist right in this country.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the Uniform Crime Statistics from 1995 and around that area, terrorism was at all-time lows. The 60s and 70s for real terrorism was the height of terrorism, with more than 200 bombings from the early 1960s through the early 1980s. You all remember that who were alive then. There were communist bombings on a weekly basis. There was almost no right-wing bombings. But everything they say is a lie, except for those brief moments of truth when she's like, look, I want to take the general public's guns. And if I get the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, you're turning them in. That's a quote. Okay? And then you move on to the real terrorism, to the fake terrorism like 9/11. And she's the head of the Intelligence Committee. And let me tell you, that lady knows who did 9/11. That lady is a piece of trash. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. InfoWars Nightly News comes back at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I'll be doing the news tonight with some special reports condensing all this Dianne Feinstein gun grab news down. We'll also play that Ron Paul clip on TV shows back when he was younger, blowing up at gun grabbers. The new issue of the magazine is out. You can buy them in groups of 10, 20, 50, up to 100 at cost. The last issue sold out very, very quickly. You can sign up for a subscription and get the next 12 issues delivered to your door. Or you can buy them in bulk and give them to people. And because print is going out, Newsweek just put out its last issue, we're going into print. Because the internet kill switch is going to be discriminating against patriots more and more in the future, it's important to have hard copies out there. And it's a big, like the old Rolling Stone was, glossy. Our first issue was not glossy. Now they've all, this is our fifth issue. And it's 2013, the year America dies. I'm going to cover this article coming up later in the next hour. Got a bunch of clips we're going to be getting to as well on a bunch of different fronts. But I hope that you will go to InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for a year subscription or buy the magazine in bulk at cost to give to friends and family, to leave at the dental office, to leave at work, to basically leave them everywhere you go, because this is like a 60-page glossy color book with graphics and crossword puzzles and color photos and documents. This is the kind of stuff people will read in a sea of lies. Let me tell you, a life raft of truth really stands out. 2013, the year America dies with a question mark. That decision is up to us, but the new issue is out. Came out yesterday, and it is going very, very quickly. I want to open the phones up here at the end of the year for what you think the top stories have been of the last year, what you think's coming in the next year. And obviously your take on the fact that Feinstein is saying in her new bill that the ATF will ban all guns. It gives them the power to ban any guns they want, not just semi-auto. I've now reread the bill. It says, and have a, at discretion of ATF, the president, and the Department of Justice, a buyback program for any citizen deemed to not be able to own firearms. What did Rahm Emanuel say a few years ago as chief of staff? He said, we'll just put you on a no-buy list like a no-fly list. Remember that? You can just type it in. Rahm Emanuel says, put gun owners on no-gun buy list. You'll find the four-minute clip on YouTube. That's the holy grail of tyrants. Just take them away. Take their guns. That's why we have the guns, and they want the guns now because they're getting ready to collapse society by design. You think things have been bad so far? They're really getting ready to drop the hammer. They've put this derivatives collapse into play. They can't even probably stop it now, and they don't want you armed during all of this. They want you to be at the mercy of the rioters, the mercy of the crime waves. But the opposite's happening. Even though we're going into a depression, there's less violent crime because the crooks are scared. And king crooks in Congress and the Senate, in the House of Senate, they're like low-level street crooks. They instinctively don't like their prey, their food, being armed. So the criminals are working together. 800-259-9231. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.